for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1, 2, 1, 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
This is In the Conversation.
The podcast.
We are back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Okay.
Shit, you ready?
Yeah, I've been ready.
Oh,
they say stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You know what I'm saying?
Who is they?
Them.
Oh, right. Those people.
Yeah, it's just not you. You just heard it from somewhere.
I heard it from somewhere.
You know what I mean?
Some others.
I ain't make it up.
That's secondhand.
That's the quote without the, you know what I'm saying? You don't know who to attribute it to.
Right. Author unknown.
Yeah.
Nah, man. What's cracking, though? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Mm-hmm. Doing good out here. Living life. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Hot dad summer and shit.
Said, what kind of summer?
Hot dad summer?
Hilarious. What's hot dad summer?
I don't know. This is my dad. I'm in here in this summer.
A lot of responsibilities.
You got shit to do.
Damn,
you know
it.
What I'm saying? You got kids to shuffle and usher around and entertain and shit.
Gotta make no this school. A good summer. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're trying to make it a good summer, but you got work. You know what I mean? And, you know, you're juggling it.
Hot dad
you
summer.
You know what I'm saying? You're less productive because you're doing summer shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But, you know. But you're able to do summer shit, so that's cool.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I guess that's the hot dad summer.
Hot dad summer. Who would you put on the track?
Who else on the
hot dad summer track?
Oh, shit, man. I don't know. That's a good question.
I wish I had thought about that. Come back with it next week.
Nah, but you know what I'm saying? It's very intriguing how this hot girl summer thing is going and how Meg, you know, now it's a thing to get on the camera with Meg.
You know is there more women doing that now?
Yeah.
She's like the Oprah.
Yeah, she like Oprah.
Rolanda. Remember Rolanda?
Damn, Rolanda.
Took it back, Rolanda. All right, go ahead.
Nah, but she out here, you know what I'm saying, making motherfuckers shine, bringing motherfuckers together. You know what I'm saying? You had Lizzo on there with the flute last week.
Oh, all right. That's
you know what I'm saying?
Up.
Flute wise, Meg twerk.
Lizzo, committed to that flute.
Oh, I thought you said she could get it.
No, I said she's cool, but she didn't.
The flute is magic.
I have not seen since what Ben Marie tried to do the flute thing. Cats don't have a whole lot of tolerance for the flute.
That's swag. She got a whole lot of swag, and then she pulled the flute out. It ain't like the flute come first.
So
it ain't like she a flutist. That's just
she is though.
I mean, but she's not coming with the flute first.
It's an afterthought.
It's a part of the track. It's the breakdown.
Okay.
It's the magic part
it's like
of the moment.
March Madness.
Yeah, it's the magic part of the moment.
All right.
So
I never found myself ever saying, yo, nigga, you know what this breakdown needs?
Yeah, but that's the whole point. It ain't something that you need or thought you needed. It's just when it come out, you're like, oh, shit.
Shout out to Lizzo doing the flute thing. I'm glad that she's committed to it. I'm just saying I've never really seen the flute pop like that. But, you know, hey.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Once you see the flute associated with some fly shit, you know what I'm saying? It becomes very much tolerable.
So you were saying, so Meg got them on, she's got them all showcased. So she showcased Lizzo with the flute. Who else?
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily a showcase. It's like they're having a good time together. It's like, it's that thing that everybody say should happen, but it never works when you say it. It's just, you know what I'm saying, when you do it, it's like, oh shit, that should have been happening.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? All of the hot girls that's rapping and singing, they coming together. She had SZA out there one day. She had I guess most recently she like had to come. She made a comeback. You know what I'm saying for Jordan. What's her name?
Woods.
Jordan Woods.
A lot of people been rocking with her. I think Rick Ross put in a video.
Yeah. Rick Ross put in the
like
video.
A little prayer circle around Jordan.
Yeah,
Woods.
But then when Meg put in the hot girl circle, it was like
built her up.
Everybody was you seen Twitter actually like okay. You know what I'm saying? Her glow up is real.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's baptism.
Yeah. So and then somebody else was like. Who's next in the hot girl draft? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like it's a situation. Mm. That's a nice little movement, you know what I'm saying? To have, you know what I'm saying? To take just from words and turn it into something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it.
That's good. That's
you
good
know what I mean? I can't be a part of it, but you know. I look at it, I gain recognized game.
Yeah, figure out your hot dad summer
line.
Yeah,
hot dad summer and shit. Mm-hmm. Even, you know what I mean? It's about to be the fall.
Responsibility.
Hot dad fall, goddammit.
There you go. That's what's up.
Cool dad fall.
I was at the crib putting together a kitchen drawer from IKEA. No, okay. But I'm excited. I got to get me a little drill bit.
IKEA get a little tricky sometimes.
It can get tricky, but I bought a drill just for this shit. Okay. I bought a little power drill so I can hit them shits real fast. And so far, so good. I got to buy a little drill bit because the IKEA, they want you to drill some holes. I never seen
in the wall to, or in the
no
thing?
Into the to the unit.
Oh, Lord. They want is, you to. They it's pre-cut wood or is it like
nah, it's IKEA fabricated? Wood.
Oh shit!
You know, it's yeah, IKEA you wood. Fuck
that shit.
That's why I gotta get the bit. Because if you try to do it with some other shit, you're gonna shatter the whole thing.
Fall all the way apart.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully not. You know, it's giving you that early IKEA sturdiness. That should be good for about 3 years.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. I mean, as long as you don't hit them wood chips wrong, you good.
Nah, I'm good. I know what I'm doing. I'm
hit
nice.
Them wood chips. That shit turned into
I'm
dust.
Nice with that Formica. I'm
okay.
nice.
Oh, you got Formica.
I believe. That's you know all that shit is pressed wood. Ain't that Formica?
Nah, I don't
particle
know.
Wood?
I thought Formica was like some countertop shit.
Okay, it could be all that shit. You know, I just like saying Formica. It sound like technology.
Formica was like the 80s new shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got that Formica in the kitchen.
It should sound like a stereo system.
Shit, by the 90s came, that shit
up.
Was terrible.
Yeah.
Shit had all kind of shit living in it.
But that's what I've been doing. I've been putting that shit together. I was trying to get that done before I got out here. I go buy me this drill bit.
No doubt.
That's exactly.
How's it feel? How's it feel once when you're putting shit together with your hands and shit?
It feels good. You feel like a man.
Right.
Because when you call a task rabbit, you definitely feel like you could have done that yourself. Could have saved yourself some money. And it was pretty easy to do. So it feels good. Bought me and told you, got this little drill going.
You got the drill or you got like the screw shit? Like the power screwdriver.
It's the power screwdriver / drill. It's not the right, which right. I kind of think I should have got.
Okay.
Because this shit getting a little caught up just a tiny bit.
Okay.
I might be fucking up. I might be doing it wrong because I don't feel like this, the resistance that I'm giving it, I feel like based on the reviews I read, this shit should be able to power through it, but it's having a little trouble.
Yeah, a little
but I pulled it right out the box, so this could be a low battery
situation. Is
your battery
charged?
You know me, I'm more fun whatever the battery gave me from the door.
The power screwdriver will make you feel like a man and shit.
Oh yeah.
Cause you know what I'm saying, you be doing shit with your regular screwdriver, that's gonna take you 10 minutes, like you fumbling around with
shit.
And once you get your hand on a power screwdriver and you just zip, zip.
Should just like, feel
like you feel like the motherfuckers on the side of the NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
Bing, bing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your shit be up.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, up and sturdy too.
Mm-hmm.
That shit you screw on yourself, you know. You
got a little wobble.
You got
a little wobble to it.
You got to check on your wobble.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But the first time I ever used one of them, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at.
Life
right
is
now.
Real.
Yeah, that's what I got. Got me a Metabo. Metabo is the new Hitachi. Because I read about the Hitachi that I go to the spot to go get it. It's a Metabo.
Okay.
And I say, wait a minute.
What happened? They merged?
Yeah, they merged. Metabo, the Metabo cartel.
Where Metabo came from?
I don't know exactly where they came from.
It
I looked it up, but I can't. Korean? I can't. I think
what
it's
Hitachi?
Korea.
Korea?
I think Hitachi's Korea. And the cat Metabo came through.
From the Metabo family.
From the Metabo dynasty. He came through and was like, nah, B, we need to switch this whole Hitachi. This Hitachi shit is
masters
rap.
Of rice cakes and shit.
Oh,
from the 5th century.
He going crazy. They're wilding out.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just making shit up since we don't know the facts.
Okay, well we'll find out. Hey, Matt, let us know what the Metabo regime is all about.
No, that means,
it went crazy with the fan fiction.
No, I'm just saying it's always interesting to me when you look up some company that been around since some such and such dynasty started
way back.
You know what I'm saying? Growing tea and shit.
This their 7th business. They don't even give a fuck about
it. As a you know what I'm saying, African American who got dropped off here, you know what I'm saying, in the slave situation.
You ain't got no tea emporium.
You can't go back far enough to really appreciate where you came from. So when you see motherfuckers that can, that shit is intriguing.
Mm. When your history is just an invoice number.
Yeah, your history, your shit end up, your shit check out at Virginia somewhere.
Yeah.
That's it. And
what we got?
So they're a German company that was bought by Hitachi.
Oh, okay. Look at that. We're all the way off.
Like a 1920s German company named Metabowerke.
engineering be on point in Germany.
Yeah. Shit's crazy over
Hitachi
there.
Like, shit, let me get that.
Let me go ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
Matabo. So that's that.
Yeah, that don't sound German.
It don't sound German, but you know, they try to.
That shit sound African.
The full name looks a lot more German.
What's the full name?
It's like Matabo Werke.
All right, fair enough.
Make it a little more palatable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I feel like Hoda and Kathy Lee. these fucking big ass mugs and this meandering ass conversation, man. How you
meandering?
We meandering, we out here though. We living on meander. Shit, yeah, nigga, it's
we
a kick.
Got down.
It's a kick out. We right, kicking man. It. Woo-wee. Anyway, man, I didn't do too much this weekend. I was doing shows and shit. I did shows every day this week.
How's the workout coming? You know what I mean?
It was all right, man. I'm in the world.
You still got your numbers
frequency up?
Frequency
we keep it to it. We try to keep to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any breakthroughs?
Yeah. I mean, just the more you up, the better. You know, the more it's just, you just in it more. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't want to say breakthroughs. It's just, it's a nice groove, though.
You working towards something, or you just working out?
Yeah, I'm working towards a couple different things. Nothing to totally be announced just yet, but I'm working towards a couple different things. I'm fleshing out that whiteboard, brother.
No doubt.
I'm getting to it. I'm talking to you. You know what I mean? But I wanted to
join the journey and shit and see what's cracking.
Nah, you're here, brother.
Rare it out. Rare it out.
So that's that. That's what I've been doing this weekend. My grandmother's birthday was Sunday.
Okay.
We had a little feast.
That's what's up.
Chopped it up, you know.
How's she doing?
She's good. She's still kicking.
Okay. What y'all had to eat?
94. We had a lot of slave food. Not no real slave food, honestly. It wasn't no ham hock.
What day is her birthday?
August 11th.
Okay. Yeah, my grandma's sister's birthday was August 11th.
Oh yeah? Look at that. That's what's up. What y'all eat? Did y'all have anything?
She
or you
in Cleveland?
Eat?
I experienced it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
And Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't there.
Sometimes that could put you right there.
Auntie Francis.
But yeah, we had the typical black cuisine. We had some fried chicken, some catfish,
sound good.
You know what I mean? Some collard greens, some cabbage, some cornbread, some macaroni and cheese. It might have been a couple other things I'm forgetting, but it was thorough. It was good. You know, it was the default. You know what I mean? No doubt. The same time, I've been having a lot of meals, good ass meals like that, but where I'm talking about eating better in the midst of the meal. That's you know what I mean? Like, you know, this has to stop. There's a lot of that.
You announcing it to everybody and shit. They're like,
we all having the same conversation.
Eat,
it ain't just me.
Food.
But
shit.
More often than not, it's not just me having the same conversations. Other cats having it. Sometimes I don't even prompt the conversation.
Right.
It's slowly shifting.
Y'all you grubbing down. Shit, yeah. We need to eat better.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, plate empty.
Yeah. Second plate empty.
You know what I'm saying?
But, I made some zucchini and some onions.
That's what you brought?
No, that was for later on.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't show up with
how you changed the conversation. You got to show up with the new shit.
I didn't show. No.
Yeah. Everybody's saying we got to eat better.
Nah, not on the celebration day.
I mean,
not on game
you
got to
make sure you got all of the prerequisites.
Yeah.
But then you just add. You know what I'm saying? You add the zucchini. You don't take away.
You could do that, but the zucchini get left to the side. Nobody's trying to do addition on that day.
I mean, I'm just trying to say.
I could dig it. I think it's a solo journey. I think you just have the conversation.
See, you gotta take somebody like my wife, right?
Uh-huh.
She don't give a fuck.
Okay.
She gonna show up to the old age festival with the new age shit.
With the fusion.
And not give a fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you see how people be, oh, this is good.
Right.
And then, you know what I'm saying? It amazed me every time. Like, she did it when we was on her family
what
retreat.
What did she bring? What's the new fusion?
She just kicked together, because she brought some groceries for the little cabin and shit. You know, everybody doing the regular. You know what I'm saying? They made all the regular shit they usually make.
What's the regular shit? Talk to me.
You know what I'm saying? You know, chicken, just regular shit. They had tacos and shit. You know what I mean?
That's
they
out
had,
the box a little
had,
bit.
You know, hot dogs and motherfucking chili, like her mama always make hot dogs and chili. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's standard.
Okay.
Like, you know,
are they signature or is just hot dogs and chili just the go-to? Or is she kill it?
She kill it.
Okay. It's cameras.
She kill it. You know what I'm saying? No,
got you.
I mean, it's hot dogs and chili. Okay. Like, come on, bro.
No, but you know some people that they do a staple and they put their foot all in. It's like it's a different type of chili. It's hot dogs and chili, man. Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Everybody in the midst of doing what they do and shit, and then she get hungry.
Uh-huh.
And she like, fuck it. She whip up her own little batch. But it's enough for everybody. She make a little salmon, you know what I'm saying? And she toast these little, you know what I'm saying, these little bread, little shits that she make a little toast out of the situation. Then she made a little spread.
Right.
And then she put the spread on the little toast, and then she put the salmon on top of
that. That's fire.
You know what I'm saying? It's like new age.
Bruschetta.
Yeah, it's bruschetta and just new age shit. Yeah. They like, what the fuck is that?
Uh-huh.
And then I'm over there, I already know what it is. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Then they start digging in. And cause I'm like, oh god damn, this shit good. You need to open a restaurant. And then I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling them, yo, this type of shit she do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But so she introduced the new shit within the space of whatever's going on.
I can dig it.
It gets appreciated a lot of times. Like, I'm surprised. Cause I be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes she be coming like, fuck it, I'm gonna bring the new shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's just bring Popeyes and Call of the Day and shit. God damn. You know what I'm saying?
She do the radio record.
You know what I'm saying? She do the new shit.
Right.
And the shit work. And I be like, okay. Motherfuckers are down the chain.
Yeah.
Just don't take away the chicken.
Right.
Just add to it.
Add some salmon.
Yeah. Add
plus
some salmon.
Addition.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
No, I hear you.
It's up to you, brother.
You can
change the whole thing.
You are right. Damn.
You gotta get
out
your
own head.
That
shit on my shoulders. You know I feel it. No, for real. That shit is serious. I feel the weight. That's dead ass. I wish I had more of a menu. My shit is still.
You got some shit? You can
I got a couple things, but a lot of my shit
bring
is still slave like.
Bring your curry.
My curry is not where it all the way needs to be yet.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You
I'm still my
try
curry.
It on the audience though.
Yeah, no, I've tried it on the audience, and the audience is telling me it's almost there, but it ain't there. Trust me.
Okay.
I wouldn't listen. I'm ready for this curry to be ready, but I gotta figure it out. I need an intensive,
no doubt,
with a true Jamaican. I'm about to holler at my connect. I told you I got a connect. Right. You told me you had
a connect
in DC,
clean,
but I'm trying
DJ
to do a little
clean.
Bit more local.
She Trinidadian, though.
Yeah.
But she get down.
She in D.C., though.
Yeah,
If I get to D.C., oh, right, look at you.
So she got family up here.
Oh, all right. I like how you offloaded the shit on the family.
I mean,
you
but clean,
had a conversation
but see,
with the family.
I haven't. But Clean will be in town for Afropunk.
When is Afropunk? When's that coming up?
Late August, 20-something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, if we could do that.
I'm sure.
Figure it out.
I'm sure he's living on the West Coast. She in D.C. I'm sure she going to want to see her son.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I think it could happen.
We'll see what's what, man. Anyway.
And Clean listened to the show, so he'll call me and let me know.
Shout out to Clean.
Sorry for offering up your mama.
In a curry chicken capacity.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, you just got to always.
I'm saying in a travel from D.C. to New York.
Right.
He already know we.
It's a master. It's a master class.
She already offered.
That'd be hard. We shoot a master class, curry chicken master class.
Let's do it.
Anyway, what's going on with you otherwise, man?
Man, other than that, I've been listening to Rick Ross.
Yeah, he dropped that new piece, huh? What you think?
Yeah, I mean. Uh-oh. I actually like it.
I could have went either way.
No, I really like it. You know what I'm saying?
It's not bad. I haven't listened to it front to back all the way through yet.
I like that Ross created his own standard. You know what I'm saying?
It's consistent.
It's his own type of music. Like, you know what I'm saying? In sound and feel. And, you know, a friend, Akina, who listens to the show, CEO. Former guest, CEO of Banana Skirt.
Yeah.
She pointed out that when we talked about storytellers that we didn't mention Ross, and that was an oversight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we ain't mentioned but two storytellers. We ain't really get
too deep into.
We caught a few.
Shout out to Rick Ross. Is Rick Ross a storyteller on
That's what I was about to say. Rick Ross is, everybody gives him great storyteller. You know what I'm saying? I give him great paint a picture.
He's descriptive as
he
fuck.
He paint a picture like nobody's business.
Yeah, he give you a good caption.
With his, my only problem with Rick Ross storytelling is that, you know what I'm saying, especially on Port of Miami albums.
Part two or one?
Both.
Okay.
All. Any of them. Is that he doesn't go really deep into specifics of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But he paints a picture of who he is and who, how he wants to be associated and affiliated.
Right.
And he's masterful in that.
It's almost like a boss lifestyle in any, it's like just a boss of any domain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Boss of all bosses.
The boss of all bosses. The boss could put anywhere. This is just how this boss would live. He wake up, eat great, such and such, do this, that, or that, whatever, whatever. Go ahead.
And he don't give you real specifics to a geographic location.
He's not, no coordinates.
No coordinates at all.
Just know I'm bossing.
Definitely. But he has created a space where it's almost like, it's almost, what they call that shit? Self-help.
Motivational?
Motivational speaking, self-help.
Maxims. Oh, he raps in maxims.
Maxims. And it's not in a
mantra.
It's not in, I'm going to give you this way. He's like, he goes out and does it for himself, and you can see how to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's all, his whole album is like looking in a mirror and imagining yourself like, as a, another thing.
Like a Martha Stewart. But a hip hop Martha still, like, he sets his own lifestyle up.
Right. He creates this whole thing and the whole feel and the soundscape that goes with it. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't stay the same. You know what I'm saying? Like on this one, he used a little more old school feel to what he's doing.
Mm.
Some of the samples and some of the rap cadences and shit. But the shit that the Justice League do,
that
shit is like, that is,
it's the soundscape.
It's the soundscape.
What he did, they did Maybach Music 6. What else?
I'm not sure. I know Maybach Music 6 on this album. I know that
they always, done. I think they always.
Yeah, they
do Maybach
done. They've
Music
always
6.
Done the Maybach Music.
Yeah, and
the shit is so.
Yeah.
And the way that they come, they do the shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's wild because they go deep into their influence. You know what I'm saying?
Justice League.
Yeah. They right now on Maybach 6, they into some. You know what I'm saying? Like that 70s jazz, Ramsey, you know what I'm saying? Ramsey Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking, it's like a lot of that Hubert Laws and, you know what I'm saying, that type of feel. Like, where it where the flute might come out on your ass. Like a flute might come into play.
A jazz flute.
You know what I'm saying?
Or some Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? All
right. Like they touching in that level, but then they always keep that Barry White orchestra shit in there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's his guy.
Because that's Miami. That's Miami's guy. And he is like the new age personification
of
Barry White. So I love what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? And I get over the fact that he has the opportunity to really say some real good Miami shit, but I'm over the fact that, you know what I'm saying, that he should.
Okay.
10 albums in, he's created a space, he's created a lane. Like I told somebody else, they were like, ain't he getting old and shit? I'm like, but he's made such a space for himself that everybody accepts it. And even on this album, he makes conscious effort to say young nigga maybe 1,000 times on this record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My young one, my youngness. You know what I'm saying? So he keeps himself affiliated. He knows how to surround himself with the words that can bring the young cats in and say, okay, that's an OG type of cat. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
So I appreciate this shit. And Gunplay had one of the best verses.
That's
on
That's what everybody's saying. I gotta go back and listen to it. What's it called? Everyone's favorite or something like
no
that.
No one's, nobody's favorite.
Nobody's favorite. Yeah.
Gunplay.
He's a beast though. Gunplay is one of my favorite Gunplay songs is Bible on the Dash.
Mm-hmm.
That's just such a wild record. Gunplay is your wild homeboy. You know how everybody got that one wild homeboy that only they seem to be able to control?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they seem to have a remote control of this motherfucker where he was like, nah, he gonna be all right. He cool. As long as I communicate with him, he's straight. You know what I mean? That's what Gunplay feel like. Gunplay a wild nigga, but he's a hell of a rapper. You know, but it's like, that's Rick Ross's homie.
Right. And he like the good homie to have. He wild. He probably cost you in, you know what I'm saying?
He wild.
In life. But when 50 Cent was at Rick Ross' neck and Gunplay had that fight at whatever awards.
He going for it.
And he went in on, he was getting jumped.
He Brad Pitt to Leonardo DiCaprio.
He went in on all them cats, and it just shows you, like, okay,
time in Hollywood.
This cat right here is gonna go all the way out.
Yeah,
for
he's
whatever.
A soldier.
He's a soldier.
He believe.
I didn't even know he could rap like that. Really?
Now Gunplay get busy.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the crazy part. It's like Siegel.
Right.
It's like Siegel where it's like, that's a wild motherfucker.
Right.
But at the same time, he talented as fuck.
Right.
So it's almost. It's signature wildness, but it's like, it's so unfortunate because you don't really even need to be that wild, even though that's what give you your flavor. Mm-hmm. It's like taking the sodium out of salt. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what give it the flavor, but it's bad for you. You know what I mean? You're going to wind up in jail if you keep doing some crazy shit or something wild going to happen because you're talented as a motherfucker. But what also buttresses these verses is that wild shit that you do. Because this A1
And it's kind of like you almost want to see him get that 2 Chainz moment.
That comeback?
Not even comeback, but just your, that's like
reemergence.
Like your, no, just your spot.
Yeah.
Like to come in and have your spot in the game where we waiting on the motherfucking Gunplay album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But again, he might be so wild. That is, you know, where does he get that chance?
He put out an album. He put an album out a year ago.
Yeah, but it's like, when you put out, it's like this.
Yeah.
2 Chainz didn't get to shine until he got away and got his own situation.
Right.
And made it happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know Gunplay's situation under Ross or whatever.
Yeah.
Or if, you know what I'm saying, they keep him, you know what I'm saying, into a certain space. He put out his album. I don't know how much push he get.
Right,
how much support he get from the rest of the Maybach Music Group cats, because he might not be cool with them niggas.
He might be a wild card. Yeah.
But if he was to say get his own space
and
put out his own thing and we get to see his point of view and shit, unfiltered.
It would be dope.
I wonder how that would look.
It would be dope. I mean, he put out an album maybe about a year, 2 years ago. I got to go back to it. It was all right. It wasn't, I don't remember it being like everything you wanted. You know what I mean? Like, I would have to go back to it, and I can't really, in hindsight, review it properly. It wasn't like, if I was to keep with that analogy, like, Beanie used to put out some fire albums.
Right.
Where it was like he was quietly before Kanye, he was leaning on Jay content wise as far as, yo, it ain't just one rapper on the rock. This cat get busy.
He did. He just didn't have those
big records.
Big records.
Yeah, he never had no big records. Cause it was, if sensibility wise, it was gonna be a stretch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he just needed a hook, really. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he
get to the hook and it just be like, man, do we really have to do this part of the song?
I gotta get, let me think back on
it. I remember when his first album came out, and I had just moved to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm been in Miami. I got the record. I'm telling niggas, yo, this nigga right here, this nigga crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know.
You was a Siegel fan.
I was a Siegel fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? What he did on the 6 in the morning, whatever the name of the song. Plus the other shits, his features and shit. When his album came, I was into it. I'm trying to put it on my friends in Miami. They like, man,
they wasn't with it.
Nah, they weren't with it. You know what I'm saying? And it was just cause it wasn't enough hooks. It wasn't enough. You know what I mean?
He made gutter ass music, but that used to be more of a lane than it is now. Where it was a decision. It was like, it's choose your own adventure. It was like,
We could hit, we give you some shit for the ladies, we give you some shit for the clubs,
right.
Or I can make you feel this pain. Nigga, I'm going to talk about being in jail so much that your ass that went to college going to feel like you've been in jail for 4 years. Like, he did that. He doubled down on the struggle shit, mm-hmm. and it was so descriptive in a way to where you were like, you know, he said, my shit's so visual, you could put it on a wall. Like, it was visual. Right. It wasn't danceable.
At all.
Nah, it wasn't danceable, but it was a different sensibility. And it's like asking Martin Scorsese to make a rom-com.
Right.
And
I don't think I wanted a rom-com, but I wanted to ante up or something.
You wanted something?
M.O.P. or ante up or something. But, you know what I'm saying? Again, I fuck with him. Maybe I'm just that type of motherfucker. I like to listen to shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to dance. You know what
but you got a mainstream requirement. You do need a little bit of dance floor motivation.
I understand the mainstream requirement. Because if you're gonna go, you got to give them a... You don't have to make a motherfucking sunshine like Jay did or no shit like that. It's just you got to give them something that could go in the club if you want
to
get...
What did he try to give him? I mean, he was on Do It Again, but that was a Jay-Z record.
Yeah, that was a Jay-Z record. That's that, like, he could have did another... If they would have just threw another one of them out there, that was his record.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, his record, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He held his verse down on that record, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
4/5 in the club, you know what I'm saying? Told y'all niggas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He held it down for his type of nigga.
Exactly. It was what it was. It was what it was. He was on brand.
Yeah, he was
always on brand.
He just needed to make another one of them on brand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
It's like Puffy controlling Big, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like Big probably ain't want to make none of them other records,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, yo, you got to give them some of this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, we going to give them Juicy. Just make it your way, but we going to give them Juicy.
Right.
You know?
You feel like you need to see a Juicy in pretty much every
MC. No, I don't need to see a Juicy in every MC. I just need every MC that's trying to, you know,
turn that corner.
Turn that corner.
Do you always need a Juicy to turn that corner? Because that's a question.
You don't have to turn the corner.
Has anybody ever turned the corner without a Juicy?
You tell me.
I'm asking. I don't know. This is maybe we have to do this in week two.
I don't know.
But,
let
us know. Has any rapper ever or artist ever turned the corner without the mainstream record? Has anybody been so uncompromising to where they wore you down, but they still got the spoils of the mainstream? I don't think so.
It's a lot of cats who never turned the corner, stayed in their lane, stayed true, you know what I'm saying, and still has a career. But you know what I'm saying? When you rooting for your guys, you want them to be in that conversation.
Mm.
And when you get in that conversation is when you have some type of success with your sales and shit.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And to do that, you got to get at least in that club. You know what I mean?
That big record.
You don't even got to hit the... I ain't even saying you got to have a radio hit. But you got to have something. You got to get the people something where they could be like, oh, yeah, that's my shit. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's some gutter shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question. I'm pretty sure, I guess, yeah, I can't think of anybody that's really made that turn where they didn't give you at least one... It's almost like the old, you know, that they always say the movie star negotiation. One for me, one or two for them, one for me. You know what I mean? I'll do the popcorn movie, whatever. I'll do the rom-com. But then this one, we doing a left indie film where I'm a detective or, you know what I mean?
And I'm not saying that's the only kind of rappers I like. I'm just saying when you're rooting for him to win.
No, I can
dig
it.
It's like, I fucks with Conway, the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't going to be nobody's turn no corner.
Who knows?
But in this age, this day and age, you don't need radio. You don't need the clubs as much as you used to. You know what I'm saying? With the internet.
But it don't hurt.
But it definitely don't hurt.
And it's almost it's
still the bridge.
It's a different.
It's the bridge between, you know what I'm saying, that $15,000, $20,000 bag to that other bag.
Yeah, everything looked. Yeah, events look different. Look at that shit. You see that?
You know what I'm saying? You know,
got it. Some dumb shit.
Well, you know, for those who are on the listen side, Damien fucking with
I
his
just
chair.
Descended into the darkness.
Deep.
We back.
Descended down to short man.
Oh shit, man.
But. You know, I fucks with Conway, and I fucks with their whole little movement. I see that his brother and one of the other motherfuckers on Griselda just signed to Rock Nation.
Benny and Westside Gunn.
Well, I wonder why he didn't sign.
Who, Benny?
Conway.
He did not sign?
They
he
just said.
He might have been the one that, because he probably still got to deal with Shady.
I think, and they don't all have to deal with Shady?
I think maybe he had to deal with maybe Griselda. Nah. I don't know. Who knows?
All they were the whole Griselda.
Maybe
was signed
said,
to Shady.
I don't, listen.
And they only signed the management, so that don't even matter.
Conway, Westside. Benny, if y'all want to come up here, man, we get some chance.
Yeah, man. I'm speculating that, you know, Conway just don't want
that.
Keep it all the way ending? Yeah, he don't want that big time shit in his business like that.
He could. Who knows? I like the sensibility. I love that shit. That's it works out.
Because, you know what I'm saying, he is like the Beanie Siegel of that situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the gunplay type of cat in that situation. Where,
out of those three, you think?
Well, I don't know the Benny dude. The brother, uh-huh. The brother, Westside Gunn, uh-huh. Was always the rapper, right? I think the brother was rapping first. I think Conway didn't start rapping until after he got shot or some shit.
Interesting. I don't
know. You know what I'm saying? From what I gathered.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know what I'm saying, uh-huh. Westside Gunn was leading the way as being the rapper. I'm going to do this rap shit. You know what I'm saying?
And Conway was more just
you know what I'm saying?
Thugging it out.
You know what I'm saying? It's probably supporting it. He's probably like, yo, go ahead, do your thing.
Uncompromised.
Because even in one of his raps, he's like, I seen my brother take over the game in one summer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he acknowledges the fact that his brother is the main one.
It's like RZA Chizza.
Right.
All right.
So I wonder why he decided, why all of them not at Rock Nation and how that even plays. Or he probably feel like, shit, I ain't got to sign with them niggas.
I didn't even know about it. Well, that's
what?
What's up.
That what?
That they signed? That they signed or that one signed, one didn't sign?
Well, yeah, when they did the announcement, it was Westside Gunn and the Benny Cat.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of the Benny Cat. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Benny got some, Benny been putting out some shit. Oh, like he's coming through. He put out that Tana Talk 3.
Uh-huh.
He put out with the plugs I met recently. He putting out some good projects where you like, ooh wee, like Benny got some shit. You know what I mean? And
y'all gotta go check him out.
Yeah, you would fuck with him. He
but
got.
They
some
be on that. They be on that real.
Yeah.
They ain't not turning no corners either. As far as
nah, it's tough.
They not trying to make nothing for your motherfucking man.
Nah, it's nothing for your cookout.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck your cookout.
Nah,
we gonna shoot that shit up. Actually,
exactly.
Be some innocent fuck bystanders
shit,
at your shit.
I don't care if your aunt wanna dance.
You know what I'm saying? Bang, your auntie brains on the floor.
Oh, damn. You know what that's unnecessary.
That's how they
we
rap.
Make unnecessary music.
That's how they rap.
Unnecessary
dog.
Violence.
And it'd be real, it'd be like shit like that do happen, but it'd be like, damn, you the representative of that shit.
It's cool in audio format until it's really
until
going
it's real.
Through. He like, damn, Nick, that was unnecessary.
That was unnecessary.
Hey, like, yeah,
dog.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me get to the studio. I gotta recap this whole shit.
That's how like when I started listening to 3-6,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? They represented that faction of the streets that was always unrepresented. Like nobody really wanted to be that. Like nobody aspired to be
just ignorant
the
like that.
Motherfucker at the liquor store.
No.
You know what I'm saying? On a Saturday night. Everybody trying to go to the club and get fresh.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But these niggas, Project Pat representing the nigga at the liquor store, sitting in the car with his homeboy.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out who they could rob.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like on some wild shit. You know?
Yeah.
And I had never heard that being articulated on a record and someone volunteering to really represent that space, which was like, damn, they went there with that. Like, and I fuck with them because of that.
Of course.
But it was like, damn, these motherfuckers come to the club. They gonna make a club record, but not saying that we can't hit a club.
We can't destroy this
shit. We can't hit a fuck this whole shit up.
This whole shit up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tear the club up,
right.
Thugs.
Because we weren't invited.
And I'm mad we had to pay to get in this bitch.
Just to destroy this shit.
And they made us stand at the back of the line.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? We pulled up in a motherfucking Impala with no hubcaps and dark boy tents.
Yeah.
Smoked out.
Those are the seen unseen. Speaking of that same type of sensibility for the unseen or the ones you don't aspire to be. You know what I mean? Most people, you just happen to be that motherfucker. You don't aspire to be like, oh, I can't wait to be the motherfucker that can't get in the club, that's struggling, looking for a Vic. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's like, ah, that's what I want to do.
A Vic that you're going to get about $50 off
that's
of.
It. But you know what? Fuck it. It reminded me of, just on a tangent, because that's the unseen but seen. I know I spoke about it briefly last week. There's one sketch on a black lady sketch show where they do the regular looking black woman as a secret agent because she's invisible to the world because she's just a regular looking black woman. And that shit is hilarious to me. That shit is wild funny. Shout out to Nicole Byer for, she did a cameo at that. Like, she's the one that looks just like Ashley, I don't know the girl's whole name, but she looks like the main character, but she's always the one that looked like her that kind of thwarts her whole shit. Right. I thought that was a pretty dope cameo, but it's just so funny that, you know, there's that those people that are there, right there,
right,
that might not be celebrated or might not get the light shined on it, but you see them, they're part of the situation. They're always part of the scene, but it's not what you go into first. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's interesting. So,
who's that as a guy in the club?
Oh, man. It's the, you know, the whack nigga.
Is he whack or is he just unseen?
It's the unseen. I mean, you already talked about it. You said the Project Pat cat, the cat that ain't even, that's not but even, that, like, but that like, don't even fuck with a lot of that
but
shit.
But you see kinda, them niggas. You see, you spot them out close. Okay. Their eyes is bloodshot red. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Their teeth is all gold.
Right.
And you see them at the liquor store and you wondering, should you even stop? Or, you know what I'm saying? You just like, fuck
keep
it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. I guess he don't mean no harm, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You see them niggas.
Yeah. You make a note of them.
Right. You're like,
but you don't engage unless you have to.
The unseen nigga in the club is like, he got there.
He ain't got no money.
Get in free before 11.
Early.
You know what I'm saying? He, you know what I mean?
He ain't got no real.
He ain't got no table.
He ain't got no table. He got one.
He can't dance real good.
He can't dance with his gears regular. It's not even terrible. It's nothing spectacular.
Yeah, he's clean.
His budget is finite.
His budget is absolutely
finite. His budget is finite.
Extremely.
As fuck.
Finite.
What else? I mean, that's
you
really.
You got no chains?
No chain.
So who does he talk to in the club? Because I've been that dude before.
Yeah, he talks to his female equivalent.
You know them niggas be shooting
niggas
high.
Everybody's aspirational. Everybody's aspirational in the club, especially if you got enough liquor. If you got enough liquor, you know, initially.
You shooting high.
Who's he? I mean, he played it like. Sometimes that cat will play it like they above it all, but it's only they above it all because they truly can't engage on the level that they would want to, so they kind of got to be like, nah, it is what it is, which ain't always for real. Right. So it's a little bit of lightweight fronting.
Nah, see, I think, see, when,
talk to me.
See, I've been that guy. I done got to the club before 11, college night, you know what I'm saying?
College.
Get in free with your college ID, but you in the city. Like, Luke.
Well, it's different when you're in college.
Listen. All right. Like, when you know, in Miami, it ain't different when you're in college. In college, you're going to drop all the way down to food chain. You know
so
what I'm
everybody's
saying?
In the same waters in college. Y'all all swim
in
the same
in college,
waters.
You swim in the same waters.
As regular on motherfuckers.
Regular, yeah. Regular is a lifestyle in college.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just everybody's.
Everybody's, you know, everybody broke in budget is
no,
finance.
But that's one
finance.
Thing. But that's cool because that's a college pond. But what I'm saying
you go
is
home.
You putting ballers.
No, wait.
And you putting fly girls in the college pond too.
No. This is what I'm saying.
You
come home. I come home to Miami.
Okay.
Luke got a club. It's where everybody at. All the ballers, everybody.
It's just you Miami.
You in Miami. You're in the city of Miami. Right. You got, you know what I'm saying, niggas is pulling up, the VIP.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got all the fly chicks. You got regular. You got everybody in this one place. And we the niggas, we getting there. We not only getting there for 11 to get in free.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck around and let them play the game where they don't let you in and only one or two of us get in.
Right.
We hitting the back door. You know what I'm saying? Letting everybody else in. We doing all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
There's a reason why we don't let you in. You know what I'm saying?
We getting drunk in the car before we get in there. You know what I'm saying?
We doing equalizers.
We doing all that shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But when you in there, you know what I'm saying? You might not have a big chain like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? You might not have all the street attire that says baller nigga.
You got purpose, though.
You got to just have your confidence and know what you came there for. And when you went to Luke's, it was like going to Fantasyland. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it was some of everything in there. Mm-hmm. Whatever you ever wanted in a situation.
Right.
It was there. And everybody having fun.
Okay.
And you know, you go in and you like, you know what? I'm here. I'm in this bitch.
Right.
I'm about to make the most of this shit. I'm going to shoot for the stars. I'm about to sneak in the VIP.
Yeah.
I'm about to do all that shit. You know what I'm saying? If that don't work, I'm going to be down here on this flow. I'm going to try to get whatever I could get. And you, yeah, you could eyeball and say, yeah, that's a regular nigga. But that motherfucker was fun. That motherfucker was funny. Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to use all my little tools to give me the little edge to take me out of, you know what I'm saying? I just got in free. I ain't got but $3 more in my pocket.
Well, you know what? I also think, too, to really track back to that, when you in college, like I said, the purpose, right? Because when you in college, it's a different world for you in college. You are in... You're like in this purgatory before true adulthood.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and you believe that anything is possible.
Oh, anything
in your life
is possible. Like, you're about to be a millionaire for sure.
Your life is going places.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a blue chip stock. You know what I mean? You just need to meet me. One, that's one. But then two, there's a few things that go on. So there's one is that the fact that you gonna be somebody.
Right.
Right. Two, you live in a bubble where responsibility is not as impacting as it is on the rest of the real world. So a lot of people come out to the club for a different reason. They ain't just coming out for fun. Some people coming out for like rejuvenation, self-care. They gotta
That's what they doing.
Yeah, like, motherfuckers is coming out there because they gotta get it off their chest.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people coming out there to let you know, to show you the spoils of what they've been doing this whole week.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I've been busting my ass this whole week to maintain this facade. And I need to show you this facade. But I'm out here actively working to maintain whatever level of front that I'm presenting to these people.
Right.
You, in college, first of all, when you're in college, just the fact that you're in college, there's like a filter around you. You know what I mean? It's like a haze. It's like he about to do something.
Right.
You know, even if you fucking around, getting high and wilding out, fucking with no condom, doing dumb shit, sleeping through classes, the fact that you within the college context, there's still some hope for you.
You got the benefit of the motherfucking doubt.
Right. You trying to make something of yourself.
Right.
You're not out here in these streets on some bullshit.
Right.
You are out here trying to do something. So there's that also. Also, I mean, there's a few other things. There's almost a pride to being broke and resourceful in college. Like, there, you know what I mean? Like, that's the only place where you can kind of wear that as a badge. Like, nigga, I only had $7, and we had it cracking.
Right.
We kicked the back door open, we got such and such in. Nigga, my man is a bar back, so we met him at the corner, and he throwing us little shots of well liquor. So we lit. He gave us a bottle. We lit. It's like, that's all part of your story. And then, on top of all of that, with the one thing that cats forget is when you in college, you have a network to all the motherfuckers that's in college. And when you in college and you know people back in your city that are also college people, even they go to your college or other colleges, it's like y'all like Bluetooth. Y'all sync together. Blink, blink, blink.
Right.
Hey, We're going to be at such and such. Meet us here. So you got your college vetted people, friends, women that see you for who you are and see the worth in you, mm-hmm. that will meet you at that club, and they look amazing because they got just as much potential as you do. And you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? So when you get there, y'all all have a good time together. It's almost like you're still playing with a handicap. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is I'm going to let you have that.
Yeah, go ahead.
But once you enter Dade County,
okay,
none of that shit don't matter.
All right.
In that club, in there, they don't give a fuck. You become the invisible motherfucking man behind all them Cuban links. Diamonds and gold teeth and dreads and you know what I'm saying, Versace shirts and you know what I'm saying, your ass disappear into poof, and you had to make your own way into that shit. Like it was another time, this was like, you know what I'm saying, just some wild random ass shit.
I think there's also, real quick, I'm gonna let you, I think there's also this like a perception thing, and it might be delusion of that you could do, where you say it's either, it's a choice, you could be invisible, we could be playing the cut. I'm in the cut. I'm playing the cut.
None of that don't work. Invisible or the cut, that don't work.
Playing the cut. I'm in, you know what I mean? Incognito. I'm on some low-key shit.
Like I say, I'm going to try to emerge from my invisibility when I get in the spot.
Ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Try to use whatever tools I got.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you look real closely, I am dressed fresh. I ain't got on no big chain.
Right.
I ain't, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna spot it. You ain't going to spot it from across the room.
Yeah.
But when I'm up on you, I smell good. You know what I'm saying? I got fresh cut.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm here.
I did my best.
And we was in one club. I had came home. I brought some people with me. And we was in the motherfucking, we was in Miami Nights.
Yeah.
Which was popping at the time. And you know, this is my town. This is where I'm from. Right. I know how to work this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I'm there. I'm college looking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't got the latest whatever Miami shit, and I ain't
Did you have any
dreads ain't hanging off to the wild side.
Did you have any contacts prior to going to college that you had established in the nightclub scene to where you could play the face card? Oh, that's Ali, or is it?
Well, it all changes. No, I have been going to the club since about 10th grade.
Right,
but all that is non-transferable.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because
new people every
the
year.
The baller niggas come in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that old shit.
Your
go
face
out.
Is washed
and
away.
And especially if you ain't there every week.
Yeah.
Like, you could be regular.
Right.
You could be regular and be in the club every week.
Yeah.
And the motherfuckers know you. They
frequency.
Fuck with you. Like, okay. Yeah, that's my man. So, you know, he fun. He ain't no baller, but he tipped pretty good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm gonna fuck with him. And we came up against that.
Uh-huh.
We standing at the bar, nigga.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you got a couple ballers at one end of the bar. Because, you know, ballers don't really play the bar. They have their own sections.
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, you got a couple that's just playing the bar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They getting all the attention on that end. And then you got a couple of regulars. And then we at the far end of the other side of the bar. We get no love.
Mm-hmm.
We standing, we at this bitch for a long time. Like, motherfuckers look at us and keep it moving.
Oh, that's the worst.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wait, I'm talking about fuck getting some chicks.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get a drink.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
So,
can't even establish yourself.
So I'm like, golly, what the fuck? And, you know, this is the college shit that had popped right out of niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, in the spot, we at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could look in the mirror and see behind the counter of the bar, right? So we look in the mirror. I look in the mirror. I see behind the counter, the tip jar is right under where we at.
Ooh.
And that bitch is full.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, ooh, that's a lot of money.
They fucked up.
And then it was like, shit, I wasn't going to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That wasn't what I was there for. Uh-huh. I'm trying to get a drink.
That was not my mission.
But you know, you're already drunk from in the car.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So now your judgment is a little different.
Yeah.
And you mad. You know what I'm saying? You're like, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Not gonna
feel entitled.
Yeah, you feel entitled. Like, you know what I'm saying? I deserve to take this shit.
I'm in college.
Because you dissing me right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, they over there talking this shit.
Right.
They done walked past us five times.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck it, man. I reached over the bar, grabbed the bucket,
mm-hmm.
and then dropped it on the floor in front of us.
Right.
And we rustled all that shit up and hightailed it up out the bitch.
Uh-huh.
And like, fuck the club.
This is early before.
Not one early. It was in the middle of the night.
Security cams, though.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's what I'm saying. But like, we're not regular, so we don't, I mean, I don't even. It probably was cameras. I don't know. But it wasn't
outlaw.
It wasn't that type of thinking back then. Like, you know, they're gonna see me.
It's a different type of.
It's like shit.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Fuck it. Grab the bucket, and we went and ate real good.
Oh, so y'all left the whole bar. Oh,
we dipped out the whole.
How much you get off that bucket about?
It was about $75, which was a good hit for some, you know what I'm saying?
College students.
I know they were sick, though.
Yeah.
They were sick. They you know, sick. And later in life, you feel bad. Like, damn, them motherfuckers work for these tips.
Do you really feel bad?
Nope.
Yeah, okay, just feel bad for the podcast.
Nah, because I felt bad sitting there waiting on them motherfuckers serve us.
Right.
And they was only serving the drug dealers and, you know what I'm saying, the regulars and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because we didn't look like drug dealers,
right.
We couldn't get no drink. Hilarious. It was being discriminated against.
Right, exactly. It was, you know, justice. Saying?
It was like being at Walgreens in the 50s.
Ooh.
That's how Miami treated.
That's how they passed outside. A broke motherfucker. Somebody
broke motherfucker in Miami. That's how Miami.
Trying to do good for themselves.
Nah, fuck that.
You don't even
look like you about to give a tip.
That's funny.
So, man. That's how that shit play.
Yeah, that's a damn shame. Damn shit, I like that though. That's justice. That's justice.
Oh, we ate good.
Misconstrued justice.
We ate good like a motherfucker. We was in that bitch balling in the restaurant.
Oh, that's the best. Especially when it's free. That shit tastes way better. Compliments to the chef. We should get out of here. You want to get out of here? You want to keep talking?
Oh, man.
I know we cracking it off, but I think we might.
One more thing.
Oh, you got one more thing? We'll talk to the people. I got a couple. We'll talk to the people.
I was just saying that, you know, the NFL season is coming up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, last
couple years, it's been the boycott. You know what I'm saying? Kaepernick
got paid now.
Kaepernick did get paid.
Right.
And now, to make matters even, you know what I'm saying, even more situational, the NFL has partnered with Roc Nation,
okay,
to be their like entertainment
Super Bowl
consultants.
So do they book the Super Bowl?
They kind of book the Super Bowl and all the like performances for the NFL. So Jay-Z is down with the NFL now.
Right, NFL hot again.
Are we going back? Is the boycott off?
I think the boycott was off once Kaepernick got that check.
Nobody never said it. Nobody announced it.
Nobody enough, but we heard the check got cut.
The check.
Nobody knew
cut.
What the check, how big the check was, but right. We figured, all right, he got his check. you know, is this it? I guess we back to watching.
We back to you know.
I think we back.
Thursday night football with Wings.
All of that. All of the whole
Monday
shit.
Monday night football.
The whole shit is back.
Beers, Budweiser.
Unless some injustice happened. Unless some fucked up shit happened, and I don't know, but I don't see.
They ain't give Antonio Brown his helmet. Fuck with you. Go ahead. But he was holding out because they switched the helmet rule and he couldn't wear the helmet that he usually wore.
I had a feeling this boycott wasn't going to last but so long anyway. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie. However unwieldy it was, it was a decent boycott.
It was. I think they felt that shit.
But that's what they can say when they're ready to call a boycott. I think that's been enough. I think it's cooled off in here.
The trip down shit though is it almost feel like Jay-Z is like the new Al Sharpton and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they'll call a boycott and shit until it work out for them.
He's the Malcolm. We can do this shit.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if is he in business with them because it's all good and it's working and they doing some real shit? Or did he get his check and he like, you know what? We don't need y'all right now. Call off the dogs. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hold it down. We about to get this money.
Jay
about to get his money.
Jay's a hustle.
Kaepernick got his money. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Will the players get to express themselves?
It's just like the end of Batman.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Will Colin Kaepernick get to play again?
No.
Will
current players get to, you know what I'm saying?
Be able to express,
you know what I'm saying, what's going on out in the world without consequence?
I believe they said, yeah. No. Actually, I believe the concession was the standard concession is if you still want to protest, leave that shit in the locker room. Like, if you're trying to kneel, don't even come out on the field. We cool with that. You need to stay in the locker room. Come out after we in the Rockets and red, you know, whatever.
Right. After the Rockets red glare.
After we finish that, you could come out. You know what I mean? So we not going to We're not going to give your protest any camera time, and that, I believe that's the concession.
Right.
So is that truly justice? Maybe I mean, not, but it's a job.
Yeah, but, you know, how long you thought they was going to let you just use their airtime?
Right.
To do, it's a do job. Whatever the fuck you want to do.
They got sponsors.
They got sponsors. And it's, you know, they paying for the airtime. Like, the airtime costs money. This shit, every second counts on this shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? You using it to fuck up the money that we using to pay your motherfucking ass.
Right.
So, how that work?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But.
So what you feeling? You going to be watching this season? You back?
I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't really watching it before the boycott. Right. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen anything exciting. I think I might watch Cleveland. Since the boycott is off, Cleveland looks like they got some little excitement popping up.
Oh, that's Odell, right?
With Odell and, you know what I'm saying, Baker Mayfield and shit. They look like they might have a little situation. I might watch the – no, that's college. That's it. That's yeah. I mean, that was the only excitement so far that I see. Because I'm running really – you know what I'm saying? I grew up in Miami, and college football was our shit. And
let me ask you this.
We didn't have a basketball team.
Right. College football is kind of falling off, though, huh? Or am I just not watching it enough? I know Alabama's football, cracking.
College football still is cracking.
Is it as popular as it once was, or no?
Yes, it's probably more popular.
Really?
And they still get money, and they doing all that shit. That's why they fucking with Rich Paul and all them cats like that.
We should get into that Rich Paul rule next week.
It's a big system going. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But all right.
Yeah, because I know, you know.
We out.
I want to have more of
a informed take.
You know what I mean? It's more of an informed take. Be able to spread the wings and not just
shout out to Rich Paul.
Rush through some shit.
Out here killing shit.
And that's your people, kind of, or at least you privy. You know what I mean? So you would give a little bit more of a.
I ain't got no information.
I ain't saying all of that. But all right, we'll fuck it then. Tell the people where you gonna be.
I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be at Mr. Muhammad on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Mr. Muhammad on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Be out here, hot dad summer and shit.
Hot,
you know,
dad summer.
Kicking it with my daughter.
Responsibilities
and bills, bitch.
There you go. Hoo-wee, yay. Where am I gonna be? Am I gonna be anywhere? I'm going to be at New York Comedy Club this Thursday on the 8 o'clock show, and I'll be in these streets. I'll probably, if I'm anywhere else, I'll let you know via the social medias or the website DamianLemon.com. I'm gonna update that very shortly. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend,
and even an enemy,
to get in the conversation. We're out.
Of it all is to be in the conversation.